freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it on to our children in the bloodstream. The only way they can inherit the freedom we have known is if we fight for it, protect it, defend it, and then hand it to them with the well-taught lessons of how they in their lifetime must do the same. And if you and I don't do this, then you and I may well spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it once was like in America when men were free.
Welcome back, everyone, to Patriot Coalition Live. I'm Matthew Nugent.
And I'm Jason Marocek.
Thanks for joining us today for this very special episode, our 25th episode, actually, for what is a very special announcement. Our goal is to create a timeless resource to teach about the U.S. Constitution and the proper role of government, the importance of America's Judeo-Christian heritage, and how to defend against threats to our republic. We have an email, freedom at Patriot Coalition Live. That's freedom at Patriot Coalition Live. We'd love to hear from you. Send us a note. All right. Y'all ready to get in the episode?
Yes, sir.
Let's do this. Okay. Hey, guys, we have been teasing the idea of something significant that Jason and I have been diligently working on for some time now. And to be very transparent, we've been praying over this a lot. Our entire team and our respective wives, we've been praying about it a lot. And we are thrilled to finally bring it to you and to officially announce what we've been working on for you and for America, too, actually. Now, we started this podcast, Jason and I, because we saw a lot of problems in America. Granted, Jason's been doing this now in his organization where he's the executive director, Patriot Coalition, Patriot Coalition Live. When I met him, I guess it was last year, Jason.
Yep.
My classmate, Glenn Whitner, a West Pointer, he said, Matt, you got to meet this guy, Jason. And when I started reading some of Jason's essays and treatises on the Constitution and liberty and freedom, I said, Jason, this stuff needs to be on a podcast. And he said, co-host? And I said, let's do it. So, and well, that's why we started the podcast. And what we've been sharing with you over the past 20 plus episodes is an important part of a long-term strategy to bring America back to its founding principles and values. Now, when the 2020 presidential election was stolen, it was a serious wake-up call for everyone, Jason and me included.
Yep.
Now, we were taught at West Point, to Jason and I and Glenn, to fight for what is right, to think strategically, and to win or die trying, which is the essence of duty in its rawest form. Jason and I, we took a long look at the corruption in our country, and we tried to figure out what are the main sources of the corruption, and what of those sources could we affect ourselves? What we realized is the three main sources of corruption in the United States are mainstream media, big tech, and big business. In fact, we've given these Axis powers the nickname of the three-headed beast. That's right, the three-headed beast of mainstream media, big tech, and big business. Now, from a military standpoint, once you've identified your enemy, you can come up with a strategy to defeat him. So recognizing the enemy was very empowering, because in this battle, every American citizen has a way to get in the fight and empower liberty. So here we go. Jason and I have created and have just launched today,
wait for it,
the conservative alternative to Amazon.com. And that website is, drum roll please, conservativeeconomy.com. That's right, conservativeeconomy.com. And our motto is, we empower liberty. Now that, yay, applause everyone. Okay. We're excited about this. And as you guys get to know through this episode and through, what we're doing in our normal podcast, and as we send out and launch other videos and episodes about what we're doing, I think you're going to be excited about it and excited to be a part of it. Now, that motto, we empower liberty, it has a double meaning, kind of a double entendre. Now, we, Jason and I, empower liberty through conservative economy, and we, the people, can empower liberty where we spend our time, attention, and dollars. And together we shall empower liberty. All right. So that's right, everyone. We have started the conservative economy, the conservative alternative to Amazon. Note, conservative economy is not just a website, it's a cause. I'm sure you feel that by now.
Yep.
It's the natural extension of this podcast, Patriot Coalition Live, born out of the need to give freedom-loving Americans at the grassroots level a way to participate in pushing back against communism and corruption and bring America back to its founding principles and values.
Yeah, so here's what we're doing. Here's why what we're doing is so important. And here is why you, our audience, and 75 million other patriotic Americans are so important in this cause. Amazon did over $386 billion of business in 2020. And well, thanks to the China virus pandemic, Amazon had a 37% increase in sales over 2019. And amid Amazon's success, they canceled products, books, and more. And one of their businesses, Amazon Web Services, kicked Parler off their servers, giving them only a 30-hour notice. Can you imagine?
What the hell? Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay. Obviously, guys, this really me off, okay? Now, Jason and I are men of action. When we see an injustice or a threat, I know a lot of you out there are the same way. When you see an injustice or threat to our liberty or to our country, we do something about it. That's why Jason started the organization Patriot Coalition back in 2004. And that's why Jason and I started this podcast in 2020. I mentioned it a little bit earlier today. And why we are launching conservativeeconomy.com today.
Yeah. And so there's bad news and there's good news here, right? The bad news is that we gave Amazon the power to exert this tyranny against us, to censor us, to cancel us, and to destroy those businesses and employees who work at or own these canceled businesses, all because Amazon doesn't support American values or American principles. Mm-hmm. So how do we do this? How do we give them this power? We freely gave them our time, attention, and most importantly, our dollars, which put them in a position to wield this much power over us. This would be like if in the middle of World War II, we began sending fuel to the Nazis so they can continue their blitzkrieg across Europe. But to be fair, we didn't really have a clear conservative alternative. So the good news, we still have the power to choose where we spend our time, attention, and dollars. And we now have an alternative to Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
So now in all candor, we are not as big as Amazon yet. So here's another tease. Amazon is only our first target.
That's right.
But before we proceed, let us tell you just a little bit more about conservativeeconomy.com and what products and services are currently on the site. We're really just only asking freedom-loving Americans to shop at conservativeeconomy.com and purchase what they can there. We have painstakingly, well, when I say we, it was mostly our West Point buddy, Glenn Whitner, who has also joined us in this effort. So Glenn has picked out a wide variety of online stores where you won't get that pit of the stomach feeling for sending your hard-earned cash to the enemies of liberty.
That's right.
And the selection and convenience factor will only increase as more Americans find out about and shop at conservativeeconomy.com. Before, there really weren't that many alternatives to Amazon, any good ones. But now you and all of your conservative friends have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
We already have tons of businesses represented at conservativeeconomy.com. Here are some examples of products and categories we have today available for you to shop right now. So we have technology, including cell phones with the latest anti-tracking mobile tech. We have women's and men's clothing, baby items, workout gear and equipment, weapons parts, books, toys and games, some awesome survival gear.
Oh, yeah. One of our sites, Black Hawk, or one of our partners, Black Hawk Survival. It is amazing. When we were putting the website together, I was like, Jason, Glenn, I can't stop looking at Black Hawk Survival. So many cool stuff. It's like the first time you're looking at a 75-inch widescreen high-def TV. You're like, oh, my God. You know, it's incredible. So that's just an example. We have tons of great stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of great stuff. We have, you know, skincare products, home and kitchen items, and just much more. We are constantly adding new businesses. So check us out.
Oh, yeah, guys, over time, we freedom-loving Americans will build an entire community of conservative-minded companies, and conservative economy will be the leader in building this community. In fact, for us to do this, guys, it'll take an army of freedom-loving Americans. And it's not just about our website. We intend to be the spark, to be the leader in developing a conservative economy out there. So if you can get it at conservativeeconomy.com, please visit. But if you can't, before you go to Amazon, look for somebody else within the conservative economy community. Now, that said, what is happening and what we see going? Imagine this. Imagine when, not if, but when 75 million Americans, and we believe some people who identify as Democrats or liberal, realize what's going on. They're going to like, maybe I won't tell my friends, but I'm not going to shop everything at Amazon. Let's see what conservative economy does. He'll say it. So when at least 75 million Americans decide they don't want to contribute to the downfall of America, what do you think will happen? Well, imagine when these 75 freedom-loving Americans are presented with the option of shopping at either Amazon or in a conservative alternative. Now, because the word has to get out. Okay, but once they know there is an alternative, they will start buying whatever they can at companies like ours, conservativeeconomy.com. Now, to be clear, companies like Amazon, Facebook, Google, and YouTube have created amazing businesses. There's no doubt about it. However, they have abused their power and they have abused their vendors. And they have a chokehold on the market and on the throats of thousands of small and many large businesses who have to bow down to these tyrannical decrees of what is acceptable to participate in. No more. No more. Putting them on notice. Amazon, Google, Facebook, YouTube, Squarespace, and other members of what is called the woke industrial complex. Shout out to Charlie Kirk, who introduced that phrase to me, woke industrial complex. But the woke industrial complex will lose hundreds of billions of dollars in sales. That's hundreds of billions of dollars of sales. And these businesses will lose hundreds of billions of dollars of market capitalization, okay? Currently, Facebook is worth about $850 billion. Apple, not long ago, hit a net worth in the past of their market capitalization of $1 trillion. Google is worth, depending on the market, typically over $300 billion, but its parent company, Alphabet, which owns YouTube, at its highest has been worth more than $1 trillion. Amazon's net worth hit $1 trillion for the first time in 2020. What these numbers mean is that big tech and big business arguably are more powerful than the U.S. government. Think about that.
Yep.
Think about that. If the U.S. government closes down your business, you can hire a lawyer and there's a due process. But if Google changes its search engine algorithm to put a conservative company or any company it didn't like on page 22 of a search, or page 3 even, that company is basically out of business like that, with only a few keystrokes on the keyboard, and there's no recourse. You know, you call your congressman, write your congressman. You know, meanwhile, you don't have an income if you're a small business owner. Okay,
that's right.
We also saw this tyranny with Squarespace. You know, Squarespace, you can get, you can buy a website address. They'll make a website for you, for those of you who don't know. Well, they shut down the website of frontline doctors. Okay, for those of you who know, many of you don't maybe, in the summer of 2020, a group of doctors discovered a highly successful treatment for COVID, which is hydroxychloroquine, also known as HCQ, plus zinc, and Zithromax when used concomitantly, meaning together. Now, imagine the people that could have survived COVID had Squarespace not had the power, and we believe the diabolical intent to keep life-saving medical information from the average American citizen.
Right.
And what Squarespace did is, after this announcement on the front page of on the front steps of the Supreme Court, there are about a dozen of these physicians in coats with a member of the House of Representatives. And within 2 hours, they got millions, because America was, they got millions of hits on YouTube and on Google, because America, we were all shut down. We were all worried and afraid, and people were perishing from or with COVID. And they, so on YouTube, the video had millions of hits within about 2 hours. YouTube shut it down, and Squarespace said, we're going to shut off. I didn't even tell them. They just shut off the UL address, the URL, the web address, Frontline Doctors. What the?
Yeah.
Okay.
It doesn't get much worse.
I'm telling you what. Okay. And that hurt everybody. It didn't just hurt Republicans. It hurt everybody. That just goes to show you what some of these people are willing to do for the ideologies. They are not, they do not care about you. They care about power. Now, what emergency recourse did Frontline Doctors have against Squarespace? Unlike in a legal system, which offers an emergency stay, kind of a legal phrase, playing against tech companies, we don't have the same rights. And mainstream media, a bunch of unscrupulous, foolish vipers, liars, sycophants, and tools. During the last year, they were simply playing the trumpet of Marxist music and working as the propaganda arm of the left, a glaring symptom of communism creeping into America.
Matt, tell me how you really feel. I mean, really?
I can't tell you how I really feel because then it wouldn't be appropriate for children.
PG version. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm okay.
No, but you nailed right. it. That's exactly right.
Okay. All right. I'm dialing it down a little bit. Let's bring it back to earth. Okay. But this is real, guys. This is real. So we are taking the fight to them. We are David, and we have five smooth stones in our assault pack to take on the three-headed Goliath of mainstream media, big tech, and big business. This is a mammoth undertaking, but we, working together, we can do it. Conservative Economy's motto is "We empower liberty." It's a double entendre, as I mentioned. It has two meanings. It's "we empower liberty." We, Conservative Economy, empower liberty. It also means that we, the American patriot, we empower liberty by shopping at businesses who also love liberty and won't take away your livelihood because you're a conservative. So we need an army of freedom-loving Americans, really, no matter what party you are in.
That's right.
Okay. Because should freedom be a political party or partisan? Should liberty be, I'm free here, but no. If you love liberty, this will make sense to you. We want to use the invisible weapon of choice. I'll say that again. We want to use the invisible weapon of choice. That is choosing where we spend our time, attention, and dollars. Guys, this is a scary time in American history. The threats to our founding principles and values have passed over our doorstep. They are in our house and they are tainting our society and they're attempting to destroy us. These are scary times, truly. But for the patriot, with the character of the happy warrior, which comes from the William Wordsworth poem, okay, the happy warrior, for the brave, for those who are willing to pay the price of liberty, and liberty is not cheap, folks, nor is it easily obtained or maintained and kept. Ask an American service member. To those veterans out there, know what we're talking about. The price is steep. We salute you. For the brave and courageous, this is that moment. This is that moment, the fulcrum of losing our freedom, fighting to win it. That is why this is both a scary time, but for the brave, an exciting time to be alive. Our purpose for living. Now, on the other side of that coin, it is much easier to let the government take care of you, but that is not the American way. The American spirit is made up of self-reliance, selflessness, service, honesty, sense of duty, commitment, persistence, not roll over and curl into a fetal position when it gets hard. When you get knocked down, you get back up. You pivot sometimes. Hey, we were knocked down last hard and earlier this year. You pivot sometimes, but you go forward. This is an exciting time in our lives. And those willing to really just change your shopping habits to purchase products that may not be as cheap and get delivery that may not be in 2 hours, we can do it. This fight, this economic fight, is a very powerful approach, giving power back to the American citizen and bringing America back to its founding principles and values. Let's do this. Now, let's paint a picture of the future that really Jason and I see and of what is really taking place right now and what is about to take place over the next 2 years. So let's fast forward, do a little time jump to the end of 2023. Now, Amazon goes from $386 billion in 2020. And by the end of 2023, 2 years from now, they've dropped to $286 billion. They lose $100 billion of business compared to 2020. The same year, end of 2023, Greg Kelly from the conservative, the renowned Greg Kelly, the respected Greg Kelly, from the conservative news network, Newsmax, that's right, Newsmax, reports, quote, the American people have voted, although silently, with their dollars. The newest sector in the American economy, is it tech? Is it energy? Neither. It is the sector of American businesses called the conservative economy community. And the leader in this movement, conservativeeconomy.com. And this year, companies who identify as conservative in the U.S. have just reached $500 billion, and there's no sign of stopping. Meanwhile, Amazon cites supplier issues as the cause of the $100 billion drop compared to 2020 numbers. Yes. Google, back to my, you know,
your Greg news Kelly broadcast. Voice.
My Greg Kelly voice. great guy, great voice. Google, who once had 92% of all line searches, drops significantly. A spokesman from Google stated, we are still strong in a highly competitive search engine market at 72%. Sorry, I couldn't give them the same voice. They have experienced a 20-point drop, while DuckDuckGo has jumped to 22% of all line searches. I'm like, cue the applause. There's more. Facebook and Twitter this year dropped a combined $400 billion in market capitalization as new membership growth has been at nearly zero and user numbers for each dropped nearly 30% each worldwide. Meanwhile, Gab.com went from 1.5 million users in 2020 to 75 million users by the end of 2023, and more people, quote, speak freely, unquote. Shout out to the Gab.com founder. One of the biggest winners in the conservative economy community, Trump's new social media platform called Huge, experienced the most market growth from its launch in 2021 with its initial 75 million plus voters. Users now at 250 million. At this end of 2023. Meanwhile, in Washington, D.C., Nancy Pelosi said Trump is a racist for canceling her huge social media account. Guys, a little comedy there, but it's gonna happen, okay? Just look around, see what's going on, and be a part of the solution. We can do this. We can do this. Do this with us.
Yeah, now I want you to go back to a certain day in January of 2021. And no, I'm not talking about January 6th. I'm talking about January 20th, when the communist subcontractor, the traitor in chief, Joe Biden, was sworn in as president of the United States. How did you feel? Well, I, and a lot of us, frankly, felt ticked off, disappointed, a little depressed and helpless. Remember when in the first week of in office, Biden immediately shut down the Keystone Pipeline, killing roughly 60,000 jobs of hardworking Americans. And the gas price soon went up about a dollar. How did that make you feel? Angry? Helpless? So let's go back now to late October of 2020, when the story about Hunter Biden and what was shut down by Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, and really made difficult to find on Google, nearly impossible. Remember how the mainstream media covered for Biden and colluded with big tech to prevent the news about Biden selling out America to the communists from getting into the news cycle?
Mm-hmm.
Remember when the two Senate seats were lost in Georgia to Democrats, giving the majority with the vice president's vote a 51-50 majority?
Mm-hmm.
How did you feel? Remember when Amazon kicked Parler off of Amazon Web Services with only 30 hours notice? Mm. What did you think about Amazon at that point? Remember when Google prevented Parler, the Parler app, from working on its Android system? Or when Apple prevented Parler from being available on its App Store? How does all that make you feel? We worked so hard leading up to the November of 2020 presidential election and through the inauguration even, only to have our efforts usurped by the three-headed beast of mainstream media, big tech, and big business, and the corruption they fostered, really, in our political institutions.
Mm-hmm.
So the bad news that we mentioned earlier, much of this tyranny has occurred because we gave these companies and institutions the power to do us to do to us really as they will, whatever they want. Mm-hmm. But here's the good news. Again, we have an alternative. That is to fight economically. Hit the three-headed beast of mainstream media, big tech, and big business by shifting where we spend our time, attention, and our dollars. Hit them right in the bottom line. Yeah. So we have hope. We have a voice. We have a way to bring America back to its founding principles and values. So let's do this. You're not powerless. You're not without a voice. You should not be hopeless. We know many of us are discouraged. So get back on the horse, folks. Mm-hmm. Have faith in America again. Borrowing a quote from Sean Hannity, let not your heart be troubled.
Oh, yeah. I love that quote. So, guys, this is what we're asking for. Number one, shop at conservativeeconomy.com. If there's something you'd normally buy or get from Amazon that you can get from conservativeeconomy.com, please shop here, okay? Or another like-minded, conservative-minded business. We don't currently have as many products as Amazon does. We are not the cheapest, and we won't get a Chinese drone to your doorstep, and you know, or get a Chinese drone to your doorstep in 30 minutes like Amazon said it will eventually. But we will eventually get there, minus the Chinese drone. But we need your help in this fight. My freedom is worth paying an extra price and waiting a little bit longer to get my order.
Yeah.
Are you willing to maybe pay a little bit more and wait a little longer to get your products in the fight for your freedom? I think you and many of you out there, there are millions of Americans who will do the same once they know where the battle is. Now, you may be thinking, oh, I'm getting some socks and some underwear. I'm only one person. They're not going to get rich off me. That's not the point. They're already rich. They're already powerful. Mm-hmm. They have abused their power to exert tyranny on America. It's not about socks and underwear. It's about, by the way, we do have socks and underwear, okay? But it's about doing whatever we can to stand up and fight for liberty. The question is, are you willing to do as much as you can in the fight for liberty? Because we have different warriors in the United States. We have special forces warriors. We have, you know, special ops warriors. We have people, other people in the military. We have airborne. We have pilots. We have space. Okay. And there are people that support them. There's combat service support. There are civilians in the fight. There are prayer warriors. There are so many ways. There are people that give financially to conservative causes. Okay. There are so many ways to get in the fight. Okay. When they rebuilt the wall around Jerusalem, some people could build, you know, a 3 feet section the whole day. Some people just could do a few bricks. Every bit counts. Okay. So next, number two, share conservativeeconomy.com with your friends. If you have a conservative friend or someone who may not identify as conservative, but really deep down, they know the value of free speech and they have traditional American values. Send them the podcast. Yeah.
There's a lot of them out there. They really are.
They are. And, you know, and just like people might say one thing, but in secret, they're like, you know, we see what's going on here. I have heard Democrat politicians say, just take a picture with me. I hate my party too. But in some places like in California, if you have any conservative principles, you can't get elected because everyone there is Democrat. So some people do that. Okay. There are many Americans who realize that the left has taken over their good intentions in their party. Okay. But good intentions are not enough. So send them this podcast episode, mm-hmm. send them a link and send your friends, you know, a sentence or two on what your opinion is. Okay. So share it. Number three, help us add businesses to conservativeeconomy.com. If there is a business you love and know them to be conservative minded, reach out to them and say, you need to go to this website because it's set up so people can, you know, we can be a partner with them in getting their product or service because this is enabled by zip code too. Even if you want to get a haircut, you know, with someone who loves liberty and eventually we'll have a way where someone can say, here's my zip code. Tell me everything in my area where I can support a conservative cause. Right. This is big, guys. Yeah. So we're building a business by geography. Also, I recently heard on a tour that Charlie Kirk, the conservative podcaster, was doing. Y'all probably know who Charlie Kirk is. And a Christian conservative business owner, a woman who made her living from Amazon, was lamenting that she was at the mercy of Amazon. Okay, a lot of people are there. Like we said, Amazon has created a tremendous, an amazing business, but they've abused their power, okay? So these people are lamenting, what do I do? Lament no longer. You have a choice. If you're a third-party seller, if you sell on Amazon out of your garage or out of your house, you know what third-party seller means, okay? Or you know a third-party seller whom you'd like to see prosper even more. Tell them about conservativeeconomy.com. If they sell at Amazon, they can sell here too, okay? You may not even be politically minded if you're a third-party seller. You just want to exercise your right and participate in the free market as long as we can, okay? You're welcome at conservativeeconomy.com.
Yeah, and you know, one other thing to add here is right now on Amazon.com, you are competing with, you know, hundreds of thousands of other, you know, competitors. We're just getting started. So it's not it's going to be hard to find you on conservativeeconomy.com as it is probably on Amazon, right? You just got to carve out a little bit of piece of the market there, but you would have a very good start on conservativeeconomy.com if you were to make the switch.
You got it. There's so much opportunity there and people are clamoring to find you and we're going to team up and we're going to help them.
Right.
4, be patient with us and have faith. Conservative economy is a long-term strategy to even the playing field and bring America back to its founding principles and values. It will take a few years for us to get close to what Amazon offers. It took them, I think, 15 years to get to where they're anywhere near the size they are now. We're going to do it faster. But the fact is that if we don't do something, people, it's going to get much, much worse for American patriots as Amazon businesses like them grow in size and power. I mean, think about it. For those of you who are more business-minded, for a company to grow 37%, not a $500,000 company, but a $200+ billion company to go. That's too much power, guys. Now, already Amazon has 200 fulfillment centers across the United States. We're talking 250,000 square foot each. High tech, highly automated fulfillment centers. They've already got 200. Amazon currently has plans to keep adding the massive fulfillment centers, but they also plan to add 1,000. That's 1,000 smaller, quote, neighborhood fulfillment centers, unquote, to compete with Walmart, Sam's Club, and Costco. Could you imagine how powerful Amazon would be if they kept growing and say took 25% of business from Walmart, Sam's Club, and Costco? That's way too much power, and they're heading there. So please be patient with us and be patient with other conservative, liberty-minded businesses who are also competing against the Goliath of Amazon, Apple, Google, Facebook, and Squarespace, and businesses like them. We're growing both in size and in what we're offering. We will eventually have many different services, video streaming services, food delivery, quick delivery, not going to spoil it, but there are a lot of good things ahead for everyone. And have faith in the American institutions of free enterprise and our Republican form of government. It seems like they failed us over the last year. I think they've really not just woken us up, but kicked us, and we're coming back. Have faith that when we work together and labor for good, okay, with our eyes open, okay, we will reap good fruits from our labor. And have faith in God. I know not everyone listening is a Christian. Some may be agnostic. They believe that there is some sort of God, but they don't practice a faith. Have faith that God wants for us to prosper. Some of you may be atheists, but value freedom and free speech. All of you are instrumental to this endeavor.
Yeah.
Jason and I started this episode saying that we have been praying a lot over this endeavor. We mean that. Okay. Do. Well, it's fitting and proper that we share a relevant Bible scripture with you because we want God in our business. Quote, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future," unquote. That's from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 16. We also ask that you pray for us and for businesses involved in developing a conservative economy. We need it, okay?
Yep.
There are a lot of people that are losing hope. Believe me, we understand. Working together, we have hope and a future, and that future is good.
Yeah, so great stuff, Matt. You know, so let's recap today's message. We appreciate everybody tuning in and listening to us. So the engine powering the corruption and, quite frankly, America's destruction America's destruction is the three-headed beast of mainstream media, big tech, and big business. ConservativeEconomy.com is the conservative alternative to Amazon, and we are picking a fight with Goliath, or Amazon in this case, and we intend to be the spark. To paraphrase a quote from the great American Dan Bongino, we ask you to join us and to be the leaders that we've been looking for. And to be specific, we are asking you again to one, shop at conservativeeconomy.com. Share conservativeeconomy.com with your friends. If they love liberty and love having a choice, no matter what party that they're in, share this podcast episode and a sentence or two of your own thoughts with them. Share this on social media, text, email, and in your Bible studies. Mm-hmm. Help us to add new businesses to conservativeeconomy.com. If you're a business owner or you know of a business you think would thrive here, or you're a third-party seller on Amazon, we welcome you. Simply just go to our website, conservativeeconomy.com, and in the menu, there's a link that says sell here. Just click on that and fill out that form. And lastly, be patient with us and have faith. Conservative economy is a long-term strategy, and we need an army of people willing to vote for liberty and freedom with their time, their attention, and their dollars.
That's awesome. Hey, great work today, Jason. This was really a really important episode, folks. Remember, where you spend your time, attention, and dollars matters to America's future. Thank you for being with us here at the podcast, Patriot Coalition Live. If you're not already a regular subscriber to our podcast, please subscribe wherever you get your podcast at places like iHeartRadio and Spotify. Please give us a 5-star rating. Send us a screenshot at freedom@patriotcoalitionlive.com of your 5-star rating. It's very encouraging when people, you know, send those. Isn't it, Jason?
It is. Yeah, it's very encouraging.
I like that. So thanks again, everyone. We'll see you here next time.
Thanks, guys. See you next time.
Bye now.